Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm joined by Intel's John Healy. John, welcome to the program.
Hi.
So, John, you've never been on Chip Chat before. Why don't you tell the audience what you do at Intel?
So I'm general manager for our SDN division, where we are aggregating all of the different ingredient technologies that we have that we can apply to two things, really. One is the development of the infrastructure from a software-defined perspective, the classic SDN. And the second is how we enable our customers and our partners to implement network functions virtualization, or really applying virtualization technologies to the network to enable them to move what is existing infrastructure with a lot of vertically integrated hardware and software to software-defined platforms that really enable them to build the next generation of the network.
Intel's been talking about this thing called software-defined infrastructure.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit different than software-defined networking. So can you tell us the broader vision for SDI?
Yeah, I think of SDI as being the, if you think of it almost like an umbrella, a broader vision of looking at the data center in its broadest sense, all of the different assets that comprise a data center, from compute to storage to networking. And think of SDI as the concept where all of those assets become resources or pools of resources that can then be composed and combined on a per service, per application basis. Now, within that, then the network obviously has an important role to play. So the concept of a software-defined network lives within a software-defined infrastructure.
What else needs to change to get to that vision of pooled resources across the data center?
Yeah, there are a number of different things. I mean, the first is to allow for the abstraction of functionality from its dependence on underlying hardware. From a networking perspective, this would classically be the specific hardware that enables things like routing functions and packet manipulation functions and such. There's a dependence on hardware to make that work in most cases. Abstracting that is the concept of really not network function virtualization, that component of applying the virtualizing of network functions and then running them as software modules or virtual machines. That's the first piece, is abstracting the hardware. The second then is the ability to do centralized control and management of all of those resources, irrespective of whether it's the network or the compute or storage assets, being able to compose those assets on demand for a specific implementation of a service. Mm-hmm. You know, how much compute, how much bandwidth, how much packet manipulation required to instantiate it. That centralized management or that centralized control is this concept of a software-defined. And then the third really is this ability then to have a more programmatic network, where the orchestration, if you think of the next terms, the orchestration is this concept then of saying that on a per application basis, I have the ability to manipulate and program all those resources as I require them. That orchestration function needs to evolve and grow to combine all those different assets.
You said that everybody's talking about these technologies, and my question for you is, and I know Intel has a big play here, what is Intel's unique role in working with the industry to make this happen?
Yeah, there are probably three. Unique is kind of an interesting term, but there are three very strong values that we have. One is the underlying platform technologies and the scale of those. You know, if you think about bringing, you're essentially bringing Moore's Law to the infrastructure for all forms of SDI. The ability to bring not just the capabilities in the platform, but the beat rate of constant improvement and the value that Moore's Law brings, and apply it to the network in ways it was never done, or to the infrastructure in ways it could never have been done before, because you're separating function from underlying hardware and allowing that scale. The second, I think, that's really key and a requirement for this level of industry growth and development is an ecosystem. You know, vast ecosystem required of collaborators, of complementers, of fellow travelers, and we have a really strong proven track record in building very effective ecosystems and continuing to do that around SDI in all of its forms, and that has a lot of value. If you consider the really long-term benefit is the ability to acquire aspects of those applications and services from a wide variety of suppliers. The wider the ecosystem of vendors, the better the opportunity to go and do that. And then I think the third of these is the ability to work with multiple partners on tuning and optimizing technology to make this a reality. We have the breadth across our portfolio to operate at multiple different performance points and at multiple different elements of that technology to really enable the true implementation of a fully software-defined infrastructure because of those assets. So, you know, the investment in technology, working with partners to innovate and to optimize their solutions on our platform is a key piece to enabling this to occur.
It seems like no matter where you go, industry ecosystem across the gamut of providers when you talk to cloud service providers, telcos, enterprise, folks are talking about this and they're moving at a pretty rapid pace.
Mm-hmm.
If you look out 12 months, what are you going to be looking for as the telltale signs that we're on the right path and we're delivering the value?
Yeah, if I walk back 12 months ago, people were talking about, you know, initial POCs, proofs of concept, lab trials, research efforts around implementing aspects of SDI or different functions within it. 12 months forward to today, we're seeing real implementations coming out of the lab, moving into trial. Initial trials, but trials nonetheless. They'll start to extract and understand more of the wrinkles, the challenges that occur, and bring those back for improvement, for optimizing. 12 months forward, we'll see real deployment. That's the difference. You know, it goes from lab to trial and then deployment, where there is pretty mass adoption in the sense of it having, you know, being applied in live networks, in live implementations. We'll see more of that. So 12 months out, we'll for sure deployments will be occurring. And then as a consequence of that, the momentum around the effort will also be stimulated. Because oftentimes, you know, those who are onlookers in a technology transition are waiting for the first signs of life.
Right.
And then they jump in.
Right.
And I'm expecting to see that. I think we're seeing a lot of announcements from vendors around their ecosystems, their own ecosystem communities. And that creates the scale. That's the kind of spawning effect. If you think of it like a pebble in the pond, you know, the first wave of ripples are your own. Secondary ones are those created by others. And suddenly you have a much broader ecosystem that are complementing.
Well, John, I think this is a great primer on what software-defined infrastructure is. If folks want to learn more, what's a good way to contact Intel about this?
The best contact points are, well, they obviously have opportunity through intel.com, search against there, and then we have contact points in our marketing departments.
Okay. Well, we will provide more information about where to go. I know that you've talked about the networking ecosystem. The Network Builders program from Intel, I think, would be a good place to go as well.
Sure.
And we have a number of different sites online that offer information about SDI. John, it was a pleasure having you on the show today.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.